The world breaks everyone, and afterward, some are strong at the broken places. Ernest Hemingway.
Frank Montesanti is the author of two full-length collections of poetry, Blight, 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 Ray of Hope, winner of the 2011 Barrow Street Book Prize, and the book of erasure, Hope Tree, How to Prune Fruit Trees, by Black Lawrence Press. He has published in Tin House, AQR, and Black Warrior Review. He lives in Los Angeles and teaches creative writing at National University. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus Dorsey. Frank, what poems have you brought for us today?
Viticulture. I am drinking a $55 bottle of wine by myself. It's delicious, being by myself. It was a very good year for the wine. I can taste it, the fullness and sun from another season, the timing of the harvest, nothing left past due, not too sweet or tannic, taken the very moment it was perfect and crushed. I'm old enough to appreciate there may never be another cruelty so sweet. Snow almost warm now in my memory, the first heartbreak grown more full each year. Salutatorian speech. My grandfather was a firefighter. He died, and they kept delivering the paper in its orange jacket to his doorstep like a tiny afterlife. He told me a story. He pulled on a woman's arm, and it came off. The theme of this speech is loss. Theme is what you carry away while the body turns to ash. The little iron shovel by the fireplace, the black construction paper, the stars on strings of a grade school play, the rumor-monger bumblebees floating like fat starships over the peonies. Theme orders it all, sets your calculator on quotient for lust, smell of jasmine, taste of a quince, makes the I-beams act self-important. And then in the June heavy rain you fall in love with the witchcraft that knits brake lights together. Theme selects the varsity moments in our lives, when something happens, quick and distinct is the sound of a ring box closing. The sun rises, the moon, some other celestial crap. But no, my speech tonight is about my neighbor, a grown man sobbing in the courtyard under the palm tree, a diabetic and an alcoholic, he will be dead in a few weeks. Like a plane, he has a black box in his head that he can't break to obscure the tapes. I'll watch them carry him out on a stretcher, as if being displayed one last time to the world. Brave means dealing with pain. Thin means carrying little with you. The mouse has it right. It is the single gray bag it carries. Who am I kidding? This speech is about how it crosses my mind in the odd moment, say, watching the little flakes of tinfoil in the surf. How I want to skin the night to see its system of propulsion. How the trick may be to paint over in huge black strokes infinite pieces of competent artistry to get at a single important pain. Franklin Central High School Class of 1997. Future bullies, barmaids, doctors, inmates, interns. Oh, you want to be alive. Be careful of your success. Demolition. I feel good today, as if I'm stealing God's cable. Everything is full of color, firmly etched. Every sparrow feels thoroughly watched. Judgmental, but a little lazy, not kicking stones or whistling, content to walk through the world unseen. Last night, I had a dream that I could see close up and far away, but the middle ranges were a blur. Being outer-sighted, it was hard to see the drama, the stage, while the rafters and my hands were so clear. I reacted clumsily. The audience laughed, embarrassed. I was angry. A jealous God would punish their children and their children's children for old sins, throw out bitter storms, shake the earth like a petulant child because his fingers are too fat for the delicate surgery of revenge. The little cutting words we say to each other with such an art They remove an exact building in the city of the heart. God doesn't make buildings come down in exact controlled plumes of dust, leaving the surrounding buildings untouched. Those flowers, those are ours.
You've been listening to Poetry by Frank Montesanti on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.